Google updates SPF records. What domain owners need to fix in 2026? Email authentication verifies sender identity and helps block suspicious emails with SPF Sender Policy Framework, playing a key role. SPF uses a DNS-TXT record to list which servers are authorized to send email for a domain. Google Workspace simplifies this by providing a managed SPF entry. Include spf.google.com, which automatically includes and updates Google's sending IP ranges. For domains that send email only through Google, the recommended SPF record is v equals SPF1, include spf.google.com. Google updated its SPF structure by removing netblocks3.google.com from its internal chain, leaving only netblocks.google.com and netblocks2.google.com. This cleanup reflects that the removed subrecord no longer contains active sending IPs. Users who rely solely on include spf.google.com will not be affected because Google handles updates internally. Domains that manually copied Google's older internal SPF structure, especially those listing netblocks individually, may now have outdated or unnecessary entries. While email may not break immediately, these outdated entries create clutter, increase the chance of SPF misalignment, and complicate maintenance. To check if your domain is affected, run your SPF record through AutoSIF's lookup tool. If you see direct references to Google NetBlocks or outdated includes, your record needs cleaning. Fixing the issue involves removing all manually added Google NetBlocks and replacing them with a single include for spf.google.com at minimum netblocks3.google.com should be removed because it is no longer valid. Best practices include using only vendor-issued SPF, includes avoiding manual expansion of internal entries, auditing SPF regularly, and pairing SPF with DKIM and DMARC. Google's update highlights the importance of maintaining clean, simplified SPF configurations to ensure strong email deliverability and security.